Welcome to the PDX Pet Connection Podcast. On today's episode, I have Elizabeth Entenmann of Shampooch Dog Wash. Stay tuned to hear what inspired Elizabeth to open a dog wash and how she makes sure all dogs are comfortable while getting a bath, no matter what their size or temperament. Welcome to the PDX Pet Connection Podcast. If you are a Portland pet parent, then you have come to the right place. This podcast connects you to Portland-based pet businesses, services, and nonprofits. You get to hear their story and what they're doing in the Portland pet community. If you love this podcast and want to connect to other pet parents in the Portland area, head on over to our Facebook group and join in on the fun. And now, your host, dog photographer, donut connoisseur, whiskey lover, and Sherlock fan, Kim Hoschel. Welcome to the PDX Pet Connection Podcast. I have Elizabeth Entenmann of Shampooch. Hey, Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. So tell everybody a little bit about Shampooch.
Well, we are in Happy Valley. We are a self-service what I set it up for. But we had a lot of people wanting and asking for... I see I have my phone on.
I lost you there for a second.
We have a lot of people ask for full service grooming. So I do have a full service groomer now as well. And then we had a lot of people asking us for us to wash their dog for them because they maybe were busy, didn't have the time. And so we've offered that service too. Actually, March 2nd will be our second year anniversary. So excited about that, especially making it through COVID.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
Yeah.
So it all started as a self-wash situation and turned into a much bigger business than you had planned, huh?
Totally. More balls in the air than I figured I would be doing here. So yes. Yeah. But it's so fabulous. It's the best job I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that's awesome. So now what made you start the dog washing business?
Well, all my life I've been in like retail management levels and just customer service of some sort. And I've always found like dog people or pet people in general are kind of like the better people, not to throw judgment on anybody, but I just, there's always been that connection. And I was part of the management team that helped open Mud Bay out here in Happy Valley. And we had so many people coming in asking if we knew of closer dog washes than the ones like there's one out in Gresham, there's one in Oregon City. So I started kind of thinking about it. And it's like, I've always wanted to own my own thing with pets. I've always done volunteer work. Something to do with animals in some way, shape, or form. And then, you can't get paid for that, which is a bummer. I thought, well, maybe I'll look into it. And so I did. And I got a little insane in 2018 when I was looking into it. And I thought, I'm going to go for it. And I cashed out my 401k and thought, you know what? If I'm not going to do it now, I'm never going to do it. And and I was been looking for places to lease, and there was a brand new building. The floor hadn't gone in. It was perfect, so I could set up all the plumbing and all that. And I just thought, you know what? Let's just go for it. And I did, and I'm super crazy apparently. But it was my dream. I made it, as cute as I could because I have to be there all day.
Right.
And I hang out with dogs all day. And, like I said, pet people, which I love. So yeah, it's fabulous and it's so fun. So, and it filled a need. So.
Yeah, that's great. You saw a need in the community and decided to do something about it.
Yeah. A little bit of selfishness in that though, like I said. So.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't want to be around dogs all day? Come on. Right. It's like the best thing ever.
Right. And everybody always comes in and asks me what my favorite breed is. And I'm like going, I don't have one. I love them all. I mean, I really love the big, big dogs like Berners and stuff, but I get to live vicariously through every customer that comes in with every breed. So it's wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you had background in retail, but not necessarily background in like dogs specific when you opened. So you knew how to run the retail end of it. How was it working with dogs, or did you just have so much passion for it and information from volunteering?
All of the above, but also we've had dogs growing up all of our lives. So when you come into the shop, you'll see these dog names along the wall. And most of those are dogs that we grew up with. So our very first dog ever when we were little kids is Susie, a little Maltese that we had. And some of our friends' dogs' names and family members' dogs' names. But there's a good amount, like 30 plus names on the wall, and a lot of them are ours. And we've had dogs all of my life, taking care of them. Plus the fact of doing the volunteer work, the passion of dogs in general. Working at Mud Bay, I learned a lot. I got on YouTube, I learned a lot. I have my groomer who I've learned a lot from. I also inquired with a lot of my vets that I've seen over the years, and the ones locally here. So I was talking to them also. And I'm a big fan of doing things naturally. So I talked to them about that as well. So the 2 years that I was at Mud Bay, I did actually learn a lot about skin and coat, plus all the research I just did on my own during that time as well. So that was it. I'm self-educated, but I also talked to a lot of professionals as well.
That's the way to do it. Talk to everybody that knows what they're doing. Because I see that you specialize also and focus on helping dogs with anxiety and disabilities with BAPS.
Yeah. I actually decided, because when we were younger, we went out to a self-wash of our own, and our dog, it was like lined up along the wall of all these baths, and they just saw each other and they were freaking out and they were barking and it was loud, and they just, it was stressful for the people and the pets. You could just see the anxiety going up. And then you would take them out of the tub and go to a drying station, and it's like brakes were on. They were just like not having it. They were done. Get me out of here kind of a thing. So I took all of that in consideration as well. And so I have walls between each station so they don't see each other. Mm-hmm. There is the in and out of the tub and all of that where they can see each other. But while they're taking the bath, they don't have that view. And then also we have everything done in the tub. Now, it doesn't necessarily work for every single customer. Some people like that, having that separate drying station, grooming station. But it works better for the dog. And just to be straightforward, I'm here for the dog. I do want to make it as easy as possible on the pet parent, but the dog is my first consideration. So if it's less stressful for them, that's what I like to do. That was kind of what I designed it for. It is different. I know we do have a walk-in station that's available on Sunday, Monday, in case dogs are elderly, can't get in the tubs, although we do have ramps, but some even that isn't, they're not capable of. Mm-hmm. So we do have a walk-in shower stall station that people can use as well. The reason I thought about that is that you have a friend who had a dog in a little wheelchair because their back legs were paralyzed. And I just thought, let's make this little station set up for them, and because I'm sure there's other dogs as well. People do that a lot more than like when I was growing up.
Yeah.
They have a lot more consideration for dogs' health and things now. So we do have that as an option as well. And I'm not familiar with anybody else. I've checked around in the area and I'm not familiar with anybody else having that option either. So we do have that available on Sundays and Mondays.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because I haven't seen that. And with the anxiety, that's great because of the fact that baths can be stressful enough. I know my dog doesn't like a bath, so they're already kind of stressed out anyway. And then to be seeing other dogs, if that causes them anxiety, it's like could be a whole thing. So
yeah,
that's great. It's so funny that they can't see each other.
Yeah. When you get a dog actually that enjoys the bath, it's very bizarre. There are some, but it's like, wait a minute, that's unusual. And water dogs like Labs are the absolute worst. It's like, they'll go into the river, without a thought in the world, but you try to get them to take a bath and it's hilarious. So.
Oh yeah. Isn't that funny? Because Lucas does the same thing. Like he runs out into the ocean, no problem. And he lays down. It's like the waves are coming over him and he's just laying. It's like, but I put him in the bathtub and he acts like I'm like trying to murder him or something.
Yes.
Like, get me out. You're just like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. We do have nice restraints too that do help so you're not having to work your tail off as the pet parent trying to keep him in place. So yeah, we do have that as well.
So you have the little loop that you can hook him onto and
Yeah.
Our house at our house is a two-man job.
Oh, I'm sure.
And we have a corgi.
They're very furry though. They are furry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the nail trims on corgis are very interesting. So yeah, they are prone to not enjoy those, but yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. In the, we do all the cleanup too, cause that's another thing that, that takes another extra, 30 minutes usually for most people to do the cleanup out of their bathroom. So we handle all that for you.
Oh, that's amazing.
So yeah.
Yeah. So how many groomers and bathers do you have on staff right now?
Well, right now I have one groomer. Her name is Mallory and she is awesome. She specializes in doodles, which there's a ton of out here. She does all dogs, but that's her specialty. And then I have Keegan who helps me on the weekends. He is a lifesaver. He is awesome. He's the best kid on the planet. and I've been very fortunate to have him. And now I just about a month ago, I have hired Ellie who helps me during the week and she's my bather. She also helps without, you know, cleaning and everything else too, but she's our dog bather during the week. And we usually can only do those Monday, Thursday, Friday. Cause on Saturday, Sunday, we're so busy with the self-wash. We don't just have the space or the availability to do that. So hopefully we'll get, you know, once we get more busy after, you know, COVID and stuff, we're still kind of trying to recover and, you know, but if we get busier, we'll be, you know, adding more hours, hopefully adding more staff and be able to accommodate more people. But right now we're just kind of, you know, doing everything we can.
So you have products available that people can purchase to use for the self-wash?
So yeah, we actually, for the self-wash, we have two levels of service. We've got what we call standard and then premium. Standard is just, you know, your shampoo, conditioner is so amazing. I do encourage people to use it. Towels, dryer, brushes, little scrubbies, washcloths, you know, to clean the face. People don't realize how much more dirt you can get off with a washcloth, I tell you. And then the premium is going to add things like if you want to do more grooming. So scissors, you're talking de-shedding tools, which our de-shedding tools are the best. De-matting tools, nail clippers, if you want to use nail clippers, ear cleaner. So, you know, kind of more of that all over clean job. Then we have everything's natural. I personally like to have everything hypoallergenic. So we have that. And then 90% of our products that we use in the shop for people to use while they're there or that we sell are made in Oregon and Washington. Even our tubs are made in Eugene. So we do try to do all local if and when we can.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, I think it's important. And if I can do a female-owned business, you know, like we carry Cycle Dog products, which I love, the Northwest mm-hmm. Dog, which I love, and the Healthy Roots CBD. It's like all these companies, if they're female-owned, I'm down. So, yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So do you have like a favorite product or service?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I do enjoy watching people use our de-shedding tool, something that I call the claw. It's kind of different. I'm not a fan of Furminators because I think that they pull out fur. I've seen them actually pull out fur that's not ready to come out yet. And that's why dogs don't normally enjoy being brushed with them. And I mean, some dogs just don't like to be brushed at all. But so we have this tool, we call it the claw. And to see people when they've only used maybe a Furminator or a different type of tool actually get in there, especially if they have like a shepherd or husky or something. And or a corgi, use this tool. And they're just like, their eyes are wide. They're just like, oh my gosh, you know, they're just amazed with how much fur this gets out. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, the dog doesn't like to be brushed. They're going to go, oh, I don't like it. But most times, because the tool does work for you, don't press hard. Mm-hmm. And most of the times they're just shocked with how much fur they have out. So it's kind of fun to see, you know, people use a tool that they're just like impressed by. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And having a dog that has an undercoat, yeah. I know how important that is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what have some of the challenges been, you know, besides COVID? Because unfortunately, that's been a challenge for everybody. But what were some of the challenges creating Shampooch?
The first one, I would say there's been two big things. And one is going to be pricing. You know, there's Unleashed, which is down off 39th and Powell. It's a Petco business and they charge, I think it's like $10 every size dog, whatever. So some people go, oh, they can take your dog down there. And our prices are more than that. So we run anywhere from from $12 to $35, depending on the dog and depending on which level of service. We charge by weight groups. Mm-hmm. And that's because we're in Happy Valley. Commercial space is deadly expensive out here. Mm-hmm. But that's where the services are needed. There wasn't anything out here. So I went where people were asking for us to go. And I only use quality products. And so there's that as well. And we don't, like a lot of other places, water our stuff down a ton. So you're getting mostly, you know, a good amount of shampoo and conditioner and whatnot. I want to be, you know, very ethical in what I do. So I like to think of ourselves as maybe the premier place. So we are a premier price. to some people, but some people tell me too that they don't, and there's reviews on our sites that say that, you know, they think our prices are really fair. So we try to actually add the service as well. You know, we're very service oriented, so we do try to make everything worth it. But that was a kind of something I noticed right away that we had to kind of overcome a little bit. So, you know, comparatively, we're a couple dollars more. And that's about it. So,
but for the level of service and the quality of products that you're using, because I know some of the products that you're using, some of the shampoos and stuff, I mean, mm-hmm. it's definitely worth it to get all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And then the other challenge has been the hours, because it, you know, starting off, it was just me. I have, you know, I have a friend that her daughter was helping me the first year, which was a lifesaver, because we never knew. We'd get like super busy and then it would be, you know, nobody there for hours on end. So it was just, you know, up and down. So I was very grateful to have Caitlin come in and help me. But other than that, it's just me, you know, been there every day. I'm there a couple hours before I open, a couple hours usually after I close. And so I need time off for myself. I need time off to do the business. I was only taking the first year and a half Mondays. I was closed and that was it. After a year and a half, I'm like, I need 2 days off. So I'm closed Tuesday, Wednesdays. So, and I very much enjoy having my 2 days to recover. So yeah, but it's, you know, some people doesn't work for everybody. Some people want us to be open till 8 o'clock at night, open at 9 in the morning. You know, so we're doing our best. And like I said, once business picks up, when we can, you know, make that actually happen and have staffing maybe for that, then that can be something I would look into. But right now, we're just doing the best we can. So,
yeah. Yeah. I'm sure that you're having those people who want those nighttime hours because they want to do it after work. And
yeah. And actually we're open later than everybody else that has a self-serve. Our last bath during the week on Monday, Thursday, Friday is 5:30. We close at 6:00. So it gives you that half hour. And most other places are like 4:30, close at 5-ish. So something along those lines. So yeah, I'm aware of that. And I try to do that. I mean, if I could be open till 8 to accommodate everybody, I would, but you know, I am just me, myself and I.
Yeah. So. You mean you don't want to work from 9 to 9 every day? I don't understand.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Yeah. Seriously. Oh.
You're like, I love dogs, but I do need to sleep at some point in time and have a life.
Yeah. And I'm not 20 anymore either. So, yeah. You know, there is that. So
yeah, exactly. So now do you so you were mentioning some of the products. So you carry like a retail section of products?
Yeah, we do have a small retail section. I'd mentioned Cycle Dog, so I do have rain jackets, leashes. Their leashes and collars are amazing since they are recycled and they don't stink and all this. So I love them. And a couple of toys and things. We carry brushes, a few shampoos, Patika Pets, who I love. Kim's awesome. So we carry her products. Sugar's Cookies, who's local, we carry her treats. And healthy roots CBD, because there's, you know, again, there's, we're seeing a lot more dogs that are anxious, especially during COVID. It's really picked up with, they're picking up on us.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people start purchasing the CBD for pets. I carry a little section for humans too, because we need some love. So I carry candles from the Northwest Dog. I carry, although she's just changed her candle business to another name, and I'm so sorry, I'm forgetting that. And then some of the Healthy Roots CBD bath bombs and things like that too, to relax. You know, humans need that as well. So
absolutely. Yes, yeah. We do.
So, but yeah.
That's great. And now do you ever do events, or are you thinking about doing events in the future?
Yes, I am. I actually did have a grand opening event. We had a 1 year anniversary event just a few months ago. I teamed up with Surf's Pup Doggy Lounge, and we organized an event for fundraising for Street Savvy Dog Rescue just out in the parking lot on a Sunday, because I'm attached to a bank. And so they're closed on Sunday. So we used the parking lot. Oh, and nice. Had an outdoor event there, and just have everybody have pop-up tents and just to, you know, to get some local businesses that maybe didn't get as much love during COVID, that had the markets shut down and whatnot. So, you know, we tried to do that. I've done several different things. We did, my mom has Alzheimer's, so we organized an Alzheimer's walk this last fall to raise money for them. So yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love doing that. I have a friend too, who's a big supporter of Blanche A House. I learned about that. We started during, because when Goodwill was shut down, people didn't have a place to donate. And since everybody's home cleaning out their closets,
right?
We thought we'd take advantage of that. And we were a drop-off point in for Blanche House gatherings of different needs and things and clothes, et cetera. So yeah, we've done several different things like that. So.
Oh, wow. So are you thinking about doing anything for your year anniversary?
Yeah, with the March 2nd, 2-year anniversary coming up or not. It's a lot to organize that. And just right now with COVID, especially since we're just now starting, numbers starting coming down and we were worried about, you know, everything being spiked up and stuff. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know what, we'll just skip it this year. We'll do something in the summer. We'll have some more big event. Well, I'm hoping maybe to team up with there's a little school and church behind us. Maybe team. They have a bigger parking lot. Our parking lot's a little tiny. And I'd like to do something a little bigger, you know, go big or go home kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so maybe we'll team up with them and do something there. Just trying to figure out what we're going to do. But we will be doing more events for sure because they're so fun. And it's a great way to meet, you know, people and members of the community. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So now what animals do you currently have living in your home?
Oh my gosh, I feel like such a traitor saying this, but I only have cats right now.
That's okay.
I know, I love them so much. Yeah, so I have two cats, Maddie and Morgan, and the only reason I don't have more is because they're jerks. As much as I love them, they're jerks, and I've tried to introduce other animals to them, and they will not have it. They're littermate sisters, so they're very bonded to each other and each other and me only. So yeah, they're wonderful, but, yeah. And they've been having some health issues. They're getting a little older too. So it's right now, this is good, what I can afford. So,
mm-hmm. Well, and it's always harder when they're older, cause then they're set in their ways and sometimes introduce another pet. They're like, nope, not having it.
No, they're not friendly to other animals in any way, shape or form. So yeah, I've learned.
So they're not mascots at the dog wash, huh?
No, the best we're going to do with that is, like I said, I have those names around the shop. I do have their names on the wood pieces above my door in the office. So that's
why nice.
As close as they're represented.
Hey, that's good, you know.
Yeah, they're there.
Well, is there anything else, Elizabeth, that you would like to share before we go?
Gosh, I think we hit on everything. You know, I will let people know, we do not turn everybody away if they have a dog who's reactive. I don't open until noon on Sundays. And we do have that special time before where people can make an appointment with me. If you have a dog who's reactive and can't be around other dogs, so we come in before the shop's open. And then also just right now, if there's anybody who wants to make an appointment who maybe is afraid of being around too many people because they maybe are a little bit prone, have issues, whatever, to getting COVID, they can make an appointment as well and have the shop to themselves. So that is something that we've done. And once this is kind of over, you know, we'll figure something else out for dogs that are reactive as far as still making appointments, mm-hmm. but we may be opening up, you know, the fall earlier on Sundays just to make it a little easier for people. But I want to make sure we have that time, and I don't want to turn anybody away just because their dog is, you know, upset by other dogs. They need to get clean too. So
yeah, exactly.
So, but yeah, that's about it.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. I will share all your information on our website and on the podcast notes. So be sure and check those out. And thank you so much for joining me, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you for having me. I so appreciate it. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks.
If you love seeing cute photos of pets and connecting with other pet parents and businesses in Portland, let's continue the conversation in our Facebook group. I would love to hear about your pets, answer your questions, and get suggestions for what you want to hear on the podcast. I'll see you in the PDX Pet Connection Facebook group.